With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. It could be a chilly one Wednesday night. Environment Canada has issued a frost advisory for Windsor, Essex, and Chatham-Kent. If you started your planting, you may want to cover your plants up to reduce the risk of damage as temperatures dip below freezing. A man wanted for sexually assaulting a teenage girl has been arrested. 24-year-old Carlos Leon was arrested late Tuesday night in Brantford. He's charged with sexual assault, sexual interference, breach of probation, and failure to comply with a release order. Windsor police had gotten a complaint this month about a man abusing a female under 16. Police have arrested two men following a traffic stop Monday night. The vehicle was stopped on Church Street near Hannah. It turned out that the driver and passenger had both breached release orders. A search of the vehicle uncovered crystal methamphetamine, cocaine, a handheld taser, digital scales, and about $3,800 in cash. You'll be able to pick up the pace on more sections of Highway 401 this summer. The Ontario Ministry of Transportation is raising the speed limit to 110 kilometers per hour over 7 kilometers of the 401 around Tilbury. A total of 10 sections of 400 series highways will have a speed limit increase starting July 12th. Employees at a popular Windsor Essex winery are joining Unifor. Workers at Pelee Island Winery voted late last month to unionize. The announcement was made Tuesday by Unifor. There will be two bargaining units. One will cover the offices, maintenance, and the bottling line. The other will be for people in sales. A bill that includes a path for the U.S. to get rid of TikTok has been signed by President Joe Biden. ABC News reports that the $95 billion spending bill, which includes aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, passed the Senate Tuesday. The bill would require the social media giant's Chinese owners to sell TikTok or face a ban. In sports, the Maple Leafs resumed Stanley Cup playoff action Wednesday night in Toronto with Game 3 against the Bruins. The series is knotted at a game apiece. In women's pro hockey, Toronto visits New York and Ottawa hosts Boston. The Blue Jays are in Kansas City Wednesday night and the Tigers go for a sweep in Tampa Bay. Former running back Reggie Bush will get his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. CBS Sports reports that it follows a long legal battle going back to his time at USC. An NCAA investigation at that time had determined Bush had received improper benefits, jeopardizing his amateur status. Wednesday afternoon's weather, some sunshine, windy and up to 10. Clear Wednesday night, down to minus 1 with possible frost. A frost advisory is in effect. Mostly sunny and 13 Thursday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.